Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog.
And I'm Dr. David Neisel. Without the liver, a lot of drugs would go through our bodies with little effect. The liver is able to metabolize and break down drugs or chemically alter them so that they become active.
But people with certain genetic variations lack the ability to metabolize some drugs and could face life-threatening complications if they're depending upon the very drugs their livers can't process.
The problem comes up in patients who get cardiac stents. It's a metal mesh tube that's inserted into a blocked artery to keep it open. A drawback is that, within months, scar tissue can re-block the artery.
In 2008, a new stent came out that slowly releases medication to prevent tissue growth. Yet the enormously popular stent carries a big risk, clot formation. The body responds to the bare metal as a foreign object, and it covers it with platelets, increasing the risk of a fatal heart attack or stroke.
Doctors prescribe blood thinners to help lower that risk. However, a large percentage of people carry a genetic variation that does not metabolize a common blood thinner, Plavix, also called clopidogrel, so the drug won't work.
50% of Asian, 30% of African, and 25% of European ancestry carry this genetic variation. Now a company has developed a bedside gene testing machine capable of detecting this gene.
The gene encodes a liver enzyme belonging to a family of enzymes called P450 that is important in processing drugs. Of the 8 known variants of this gene, 7 encode inactive versions of the enzyme. The new machine can screen patients for these variants in about an hour.
It's awaiting regulatory approval and could be in hospital soon. We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch in Galveston, where biomedical discoveries are shaping the future of medicine. For much more on this and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.